Now, you see, here is the value added to listening to the Steve Gruber Show. You got Danny Wilde having a birthday today. Singer-songwriter from the Rembrandts. And Danny Wilde turned 64 years old today. Now, most radio shows, they're going to celebrate the Rembrandts. You know what you're going to hear? You're going to hear the theme from Friends. I'll Be There For You. Good tune, right? Top 20 hit. Everyone knows it. Theme from Friends. Yeah. But you know what? The Rembrandts had other good music, including this one, Just the Way It Is, Baby, which I really love. 1990 top 20 hit. Yes, the Rembrandts were successful before they even had the theme from Friends becoming a smash hit. Danny Wilde, 64 years old today, from the Rembrandts, and yes, the Steve Gruber Show value added. You don't hear the theme from Friends. You hear Just the Way It Is, Baby, from the Rembrandts as we celebrate Danny Wilde's birthday. You're welcome. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. I asked Alex during the break. I should have assumed that it was true. But there's this great piece of audio from the Polk County Sheriff. I do want to play for you one time today. I know Steve played it, but it's so good. I want to hear it again, and so that means you will hear it again soon. But we'll get to that in a moment. Joining us on the phone lines right now is Kathy Barnett, author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America, also running for Congress in the 4th District of Pennsylvania. Find her on Twitter at Kathy, the number 4, Truth, Kathy for Truth, or KathyBarnett.com. Kathy, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back.
So, I don't know if there's another first question I could ask you, except to weigh in, to get your thoughts on what we've been seeing all across the country these past few nights. Last night, it seemed perhaps the violence, the looting, the rioting was lessened a bit, but certainly the damage done over the past few nights in many of our large cities and some of our smaller cities, even across the U.S. What's your reaction?
I mean, it's very sad. It's very disturbing that this is where we find ourselves. I mean, I don't know. 2020 seems like it is going to be one of those years for the books, right? I mean,
yeah.
If it's not COVID-19 crippling the nation economically and tragically, and you know, over 100,000 deaths. I mean, just COVID-19 alone taken away all of the market gains over the past 3 years, and that significantly impacting people in their 401ks, which of course impacts middle America, which impacts small businesses, which also impacts Black people, right? And so you're already crippled with that across the nation. We're still on lockdown over here on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And right when we think we're about to get the green light to go back into society, we see what happens to Mr. Floyd, which is tragic and it's indefensible. And I saw at that moment an entire nation, the heart of a nation, rise up and condemn what we all saw. I didn't see anyone in my sphere. My sphere, you know, is pretty large. And I didn't see anyone say, oh, well, I want to wait for more evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone rose up and said, that is reprehensible. That is indefensible, right? And was calling for justice. We even saw the president immediately on that same day that it went viral, send in the Department of Justice to investigate, right? So we saw a nation heart come together on this issue, but apparently it wasn't enough because what started off as, you know, peaceful protest, a protest that I, as a Black woman raising Black children, would have also took part in, it immediately got co-opted by a very radical element within our nation that is bent on making us all ungovernable, that was bent on bringing terror to this nation. And to that extent, what we've experienced over the last several days has just been, you know, heartbreaking.
Talking with Kathy Barnett here. You can find her online, KathyBarnett.com, at Kathy, the number 4, Truth on Twitter. In your book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, you write about some of these liberal policies that have failed the Black community over and over again. What are some of those policies that perhaps have led us to this point?
Listen, there's nothing better. I mean, I grew up on a pig farm in southern Alabama. I grew up below the bottom rung of the economic ladder. I know exactly what it feels like to feel disenfranchised, to feel as though you're having to claw yourself out from up under so many obstacles. And I can tell you that, I mean, I can only speak from my own personal experience and what helped me get out of that situation and to be able to build a life for myself and my family is education, right? Mm-hmm. Having the opportunity to get an education, having the opportunity to get a good job, keeping my nose clean, waiting until I got married to have a family of my own, some of those particular things. And so I often say, if you want to eradicate income inequality, give someone a good job. And during the first 3 years of this presidency, we saw him, incorporate things like opportunity zones that was bringing hundreds of millions of dollars into some of the most distressed neighborhoods in our country, right? And so bringing in good jobs, and with good jobs come, a different crop of people, comes investment into the community, comes home, better homes, a better home value, and more opportunity, better schools, right?
Yep.
And now when you have a situation where people have rioted,
Kathy, I apologize. We got to run against the break here. KathyBarnett.com.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water, and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 6, 29 surgeries, a 15% chance to survive, not to mention the stitches they lost count of.
Dan Wiseman, a basketball player at Hazlett High School.
5 years of rehab, a 34-inch scar, and 4 doctors that said I would never play again.
But play he did.
Wiseman for 3.
Don't take what you have for granted. Sports are a privilege.
A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.